great, Jesus break every fetter. Oh, Jesus break every fetter. And He set me free. I will never doubt. I will never doubt my Savior. Oh, I will never doubt my Savior. For He cleanses me. Jesus, oh, He breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter, and He sets me free. On His promise, I will rest. On His promise, when His gift to me, Jesus prays.
Jesus prays.
Jesus prays, Jesus prays. Oh,
every
Jesus
prays. He breaks every fetter. He breaks every weight of the enemy. And He sets us free.
And He sets me free. And He says,
entangled. The devil kept us somewhere. But Jesus came
Amen.
And broke every fetters to set us free. Please, can you give me this song again? This is my desire. Tonight, is it your desire? Praise the Lord. And it is the Lord's own desire also that you are here. Praise God.
This is my desire.
Oh, yes, Lord.
To honor you.
And to prepare yourself.
Lord, with
all my heart,
I worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you.
Oh yes, Lord.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take,
oh, hallelujah.
Every moment I'm away,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, have your way.
Oh, let us go, yes, Lord. We thank you, God, that this evening, Lord, our desire, Lord, is to worship you. Our desire is that, Lord, we come to your presence. Our desire, that, Lord, oh, we lay ourselves as a sacrifice of God to you tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, that you have your own way this evening with us. Oh, with all my heart, I give you all my heart. I give you all my soul. Oh, I give you all that is within me, oh Lord. Oh, that this evening, oh God, oh, you have your own way with me. Oh, Lord, break every fetter. Every fetter, anything the Lord will be of a hindrance, Lord. Father, even if my mistakes, Lord, or where I've faulted today, all the things that I've said that is not right, all the things that I've done that is not right, oh Lord, break those fetters, Lord, this evening, Lord. And all that, Lord, I desire, God, I give you my heart, Lord. I give you my soul. I give you everything that is within me, O Lord. Tonight, Lord, I surrender, Lord, unto you. That you will have your own way with me, Lord. Have your own way, O Lord, tonight, O God. Oh, that is my prayer. Oh, that is my desire. Oh, that is my will. That is my wish, Lord. Father, I believe that, O God, that is your will for me tonight, O God. And I thank you. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the glory. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, that we have this opportunity once again. Oh, this grace once again, Lord. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we look to Calvary. Oh, what you did there, O Lord Jesus. Oh, we were lost, O Lord. Oh, we were lost in sin, oh God. But Lord Jesus, you came looking for us, Lord. And Father, when you saw us, Lord, oh, we were in sin, oh Lord. And Father, all that was for us was the penalty of sin was death, Lord. But Father, you decided to go to the cross and pay the price of death, Lord. Oh, that you will set us free, oh Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. Oh, that even, Father, even you have kept us away from the world. You have made us to escape the corruption of this world. We thank you that, Lord, you have separated us, Lord. We bless you. What a grace that, Lord, you have, oh God, for us. Your loving kindness towards us. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you the glory. Amen. That even this evening, Lord, oh, you have made it a grace for us to come to your presence, Lord. And so, Father, our desire, Lord Jesus, is, Father, to speak to us, Lord. And we surrender all within us, Lord, our heart and our soul this evening. Oh, we place before the altar, oh, Lord Jesus, that make it your own, Lord. That, Father, your will be our will tonight, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, once again, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We commit, Father, as many that were not able to come, oh God, we remember them, oh Lord, that wherever they are, Lord, it's because of the world that, Father, we find ourselves, Lord. We find ourselves in a Pharaoh's world, Lord. And Father, we commit all of them into your hands, Lord. That wherever they are, Lord, let your hands and your blessings, oh God, reach them tonight, Lord. And Father, if there be anyone on the way coming also, Lord, we commit them to your hands that you grant them journey mercies. We thank you once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. 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 God richly bless you as we just still standing. Let's just take our Bibles. Let's turn to musicians. God bless you. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13. We are on the second part of what is the Holy Ghost. Amen. We turn to 1 Corinthians 13. God bless you for coming, and may the Lord bless us this evening. We shall read from 1 to 8. Let's hear the word of God. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I'm become as a sounding brass or a tinkle cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understood all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, and it is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, and believeth all things, and hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Amen. And verse 8, it says, charity never faileth. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Charity never faileth. Amen. Oh Lord, we thank you. Amen. That tonight, Lord Jesus, your word you've opened to us, Lord. Amen. Father, you are the author. So, Lord, we know the Holy Spirit is already here. Amen. Father, just speak to us. And let us receive, Lord, the purpose for which, oh God, you gathered us this evening. That when we leave you, oh Lord, we know that of the truth. Amen. We have received from you. Amen. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Oh, God bless you, brethren. We are still on the what is the Holy Ghost? And as I was saying the other time, it's a subject that we can be on it till Christ comes. Because the Holy Ghost is all about what? It's God himself. Amen. Amen. And you can never finish with what? God. Even he said, the love of God. Amen. Even the love of God. He said, if all men were to be what? Scribes, as writers. And the whole sky is a parchment. You see? Like a paper like this. And the whole sea is an ink. Amen. To write the love of God. He said the ocean will finish. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It will finish. Amen. The sky, you won't have any space anymore to write. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Only the love of God. And so, it's a subject that we can stay on till Christ comes. But the thing is, we want to know what actually is the Holy Ghost so that we ourselves also will begin to examine ourselves. Examine ourselves. And be sure that we have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost so that we will not be deceived. Praise the Lord. That we will not be deceived, brethren. Because if we got to be here, hearing the word of God, and then at the end of it, we are not able to make it. Brethren, it will be painful. It will be painful, brother. If we are not able to go through, and that day, you come then, in the time of service as you have been coming all the time. You came, the door is still locked. Today, why has the time changed? Okay, let me wait for a little while. You waited. Then you take your phone, let me call Brother Vegas. Why? Let me call Brother George. And the phone will tell you the person you want to speak to is not available at this time. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. My brother, how will you feel? Then something begins to tell you. You call this brother, you call this sister. Everything is what? The same answer. Then you begin to feel that what is happening. And then maybe you went back home. And you listen to the news. Or even as you were going, you hear people are gathering at the corner. I said, have you heard what is happening? Some people are missing. A lot of reports have gone to the police. Some people are missing. Oh, my brother, how will you begin to feel? Because you understand it. So, my, they are gone. They are gone. Brother, the tribulation that you go through, it won't be easy. Amen. The 3.5 years that you go through, it wouldn't be easy. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, let us be sure. Because that's the only thing when Christ comes, he's going to look for. The token. When death angel passed, the only thing he was looking for, that the blood of the Lamb. Any other blood would not be accepted. Death will strike that house. Amen. The token. And as we go along, you will see that the Holy Spirit also is a token that has been applied on you. That when death angel comes, or when the rapture comes, it picks you away. Amen. But today, what have we? God, by his mercies and grace, brother. As the prophet said, the Holy Ghost is knowing the message of your day. Amen. Because it has to take only the message of your day to be able to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Recognizing the message of your day and your prophet.
Amen.
Does it? Because now, today, what do we see? People believe that the manifestation of the spiritual gifts is what? Is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. But praise be to God, we have a prophet.
Amen.
And we know that the manifestation is not the evidence.
Amen.
God is looking for the evidence. Because many have that manifestations. But yet, they will tell you Father, Son, Holy Ghost. They still believe in Trinity. But it has to take the message that God sent to that age. That's where they can know the truth.
Amen.
That is where the Holy Spirit is.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit is the teacher. That's why we read from 1 Corinthians 12, the verse 3. He said, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man," listen here, "and no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Today, when you tell somebody, Jesus, the God of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New Testament, they will not believe it. They will not take it. Father is different, Son is different, and Holy Ghost is different. And these same people can lay hands upon the sick and pray for them and receive their healing. Miracles. And we knew about what? Balaam. We talked about Balaam.
Amen.
He has all the manifestations.
Amen.
Till the Bible says, when he blesses, you are blessed. When he curses, you are cursed. He had everything. But yet, the love of God was not there.
Amen.
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 If he really loved, he really had the love of God, he wouldn't have what? Run for what? The wages of unrighteousness to curse the children of God.
Amen.
You've gone to the presence of God. God said, these people are blessed. Don't curse them. When God speaks, it's finished.
Amen.
Once it's finished.
Amen.
Then when another people came with what? With money. With promises of what? Money and what? Popularity. You still go back to God to ask God, should I go? Does God change his mind? Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The love of God is not there.
Amen.
The prophet said he caused the children of God to enter into what? Fornication and adultery, so that he could use that. That is a look. God, look at these people. See? Balak took him to a portion where they could find fault. And who is always the accuser?
Amen.
The devil is always the accuser.
Amen.
The love of God was not there. So my brethren, that is why we want to know what actually is what the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, so that we will not be deceived and make sure that we have received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have no charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. See? Without charity. And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing.
Amen.
Amen. And many have all these manifestations. Praise the Lord. What does the Bible say about them? Those who have the manifestations, doing all this work of God. You know, we read a one. We came out with one text from the Bible, which says that not all people who say Lord, Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of God. You see. And these people, they are saying, Lord, Lord, Lord. And said, oh, Lord, didn't we do this in your name? We cast out devils and we made miracles, all this in your name. He said, I don't know you. You worketh of what? Iniquity. You see? And what does the Bible say about these people? Let's turn to 2 Peter 2, 17 and 18. That these people who are like Balaam, see, when you read that place, you see that it's something about, you read from the beginning, you see that it's all about what? Balaam. He said, what are they? He said, these are wells without water.
Amen.
See? Wells without water. Christians without the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
See? Clouds that are carried with the tempest. Sometimes you look at nature and compare it to how, you see, when you read something from the Bible, you anytime you see nature, you just look at it closely. Well, some days you see when the wind is blowing. And you see some of the clouds moving very fast with what? With the wind. Fast! See?
Hallelujah.
That's how you look like when you don't have the Holy Ghost. Every wind of doctrine you are going. Oh, praise the Lord. If you have the Holy Ghost, no one can deceive you. No one can deceive you. But if you don't have it, anything that they tell you, you are following. He said, those people, what is that? He said, to whom the mist of what? Darkness is reserved forever. See? Many of them, they know very well that what they are doing is what? Is deception. Many of them, many of these ministers, they know. Even some go for some spiritual powers to exercise what? Then they put the Bible and then begin to exercise this kind of word. Religion or whatever be it. To deceive the people. To what? To siphon money from them. He's using what? The word of God to what? To make money. These evil spirits, they go and take. It's in Ghana, for I know it. They can put disease on you. And then his cohorts will come to you. There is a certain pastor. Yes, go. A certain prophet. A certain bishop. Let's go to him. He cast that disease on you. That spell, he cast it on you. And then when he comes, he knows how to what? Then he takes your money. Then you remain his church member. See? And then you go around and tell, that bishop, that prophet, very strong. See? Workers of iniquity.
Amen.
He said, what is reserved for them? Darkness is reserved for them. Amen. Then look at 18. For when they speak
Great swelling waves of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Oh, anyway, brother, we got to thank God. Amen. Got to thank God. Amen. Because these deceptives that are behind the pulpit, we don't see it so much here in Europe, but back in Africa, it's terrible.
Amen.
And most of the time, it is the women that they can sway alongside. See? Many things. Brethren, but look at what he say here. Those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. Amen. Amen. And we thank God that through the prophet of this age, Amen. The message of the hour, Amen. We have been able to escape from this Amen. Corruption. Amen. That we have been separated. That's why, brother, you got to be always put the whole of your body.
Amen.
Let it be your desire.
Amen.
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 That you put your soul, your spirit, your everything to serve the Lord.
Amen.
So that he can also what? Give you the baptism Amen. Of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because he's looking at your heart, brother, my sister. He's looking at your heart.
Amen.
So Satan has no love, and so he can never, he can do everything, he can copy everything of what? Of the manifestation. But the love of God, love he can't, because love is what? Love is God. Satan has no love. The prophet said, now, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, he said, what is the Holy Ghost? It is the Spirit of Christ in you.
Amen.
The Spirit of Christ in you. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to John 14:10. John 14:10. He said, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me?
Amen.
The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. See? The Father that is in me, that doeth the works. Let me just read what the prophet said here. He said, I always do that which is pleasing to my Father. I come not to do my own will, but the Father that sent me. And the Father that sent me is with me. And as my Father has sent me, so send I you. And the prophet said, oh my. So the Father that sent Christ, he was in him.
Amen.
And so the Christ that sent you and me, got to be in us also.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And it will be the same.
Amen.
Because the prophet said here, he said, Jesus, the Jesus that sent you goes with you and is in you. And if that spirit living in Jesus Christ made him do and act the way he did, you will have some general idea how it will do when it is in you. Because that life cannot change. The life that was in Christ cannot change when it comes in you also. We know that all that was in God, he poured into Christ. And all that was in Christ, he poured into the bride.
Amen.
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 So it's the same spirit.
Amen.
So how Jesus was, That's the way how you will also be when the Spirit is in you. He said the Father that sent Jesus came in him, worked through him. So Jesus will work through us. And Jesus himself promised in John 14, 16. He said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, amen, that he may abide with you forever. Amen. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Amen. You see? The Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive it. Amen. My brother, are you in the world? My sister, are you in the world? It is only the world that cannot receive it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 2. I read from 9 to 13. Listen very closely, brethren. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of a man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. See, the world cannot receive it. The things that God has prepared, it is for those that what? Love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And then verse 11, somewhere said, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. See, the things of God, the world can never know it, except what? The Holy Spirit. That's why we got to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then we will know, praise the Lord, the things of God and live by them. Amen. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. My brother, we have not received the spirit of the world. Amen. But the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Yes.
Oh, brethren, thank you, Lord. This message has been freely given to us.
Amen.
Freely given to us. We have them on what? Tapes. We have them on books. We have them all around us.
Amen.
All around us.
Amen.
There are, I believe, there are more than at least 2 Bibles in every home. Yes. I believe. There are more than at least 2 Bibles in each and everyone's home. Amen. You can even carry it on your word, on your phone. Everything God has freely given to us. Brethren, we have received so much, and so much is what is expected from us. He said, which, verse 13, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. See? What we hear from the message is not from man.
Amen.
As Paul said, see? The word, the ministry he received, it wasn't from man, but it's from what? From Christ himself. Not in what man's wisdom that teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Amen. Amen. So, my brother, let's go back to our text that we read this evening. Amen. He said, the love of God dwells in you to demonstrate the evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See? It's the love of God in you that demonstrates what? The evidence of the Holy Ghost. And so that's why I said, charity suffereth long. Charity, the love of God, suffereth what long. My brother, if you have the Holy Ghost. You see, nothing actually brings you down. Even when things are very hard. Oh, my brother, you never see that someone is bulging, the true, somebody who has the true Holy Ghost. Nothing will press him down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He will go through real trials, difficulties. But when you see him what? All the time, joyful. The joy of God, the joy of the Lord is in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Charity suffereth long. As the spirit of long suffering. Amen. That's what Paul said. What can separate me from the love of God?
Amen.
What can separate me from the love of God? Things in the air, on earth, under the sea, death. Trials. No, nothing can separate us. So that charity suffereth long. So my brethren, let us watch how we are able to endure. Amen.
Amen.
Not complaining.
Amen.
The love of God, charity in you. Will not be what murmuring like what the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. Always murmuring. He said, it's kind.
Amen.
Amen. Charity is kind. See, don't try to manufacture it.
Amen.
But give yourself to him. And the whole thing will begin to bear fruit. Say, he said kind. Okay, from today going, I will be kind. Oh, my brother, it won't work.
Amen.
Just surrender to him.
Amen.
And the whole thing will just begin to do its own work in you. Effortless. Effortless. Say, charity envieth not. Doesn't envy. Amen.
Amen.
When you see your brother, blessings are coming his way. Oh, you praise God for him.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for my sister.
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm. The charity vaunteth not itself. And it's not puffed up. This is where, when you go among our brethren in the Pentecostals and other places, ministers, see ministers that have what? Vaunted themselves. Then they put big names upon themselves. Apostles, prophets. Oh. Bishops, archbishops, and all of them have what? This manifestation of the Spirit, healing and everything. And you see that they become puffed up. You know, when I lay hands and I prayed and he received his healing, I did that. Oh, see, taking the glory, my brother. Give them the word. Give them the word. And they will tell you, Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible is true. It said, no man can say that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
But by what? By the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Look at the master himself. Amen. Look at the Master himself, whom all powers in heaven and on earth has been given unto him. Who could equal himself with God when he was on earth here? He could equal himself with God. But what did he do? He made himself of no reputation. And took upon himself what the form of a servant. Amen. And was made in the likeness of man. Amen. See? And being found in that fashion of a man, he humbled himself. Hey! The person who holds the whole world in his hands. Well, that day when they use these stripes to whip the back, he could have what? Just one word blind all of them. He could have called the angels to come and just cast fire or whatever be upon him. He had all that power and authority. But he received the stripes so that by his stripes we will be healed. Amen. Humbled himself. My brother, that kind of humility. That's why Christ, on that day when they were met together for the Lord's Supper, he went down on his knees to demonstrate to them. Say, you call me Master, and if I have gone on my knees to wash your feet, do the same also what? Amen. To your brother. Amen. Let's humble ourselves to one another. Amen. Let's share each and every one's word. Troubles and trials and everything. Because we are the same body. Amen. We want the Holy Ghost to sweep over this church. Amen. That when we come together, we become one unit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Last Sunday, we thank God. Amen. Amen. Something happened here. Amen. That kind of love, my brother, the devil can never enter here. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. The devil can never enter here. Let us kill every indifferences. Amen. Between ourselves. Indifferences, let's kill them. And you see, my brother, here, the power of God will reign amongst us. The Lord wants to do his work. That's why he sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. That he will continue his work. Hallelujah. Amongst what? Amongst his children. Amen. That's why he said, I will not leave you what? Comfortless. I will send you a comforter. Amen. Our next topic will be about the Comforter. Amen. The Comforter is an advocate. The Comforter is what? All we will come to all that as the third part of the Holy Ghost. Send us the Comforter. Amen. Amen. And he said he will be in you. Amen. He will guide you. He will teach you. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It is there for us, brethren. Charity doeth not behave itself unseemingly. It seeketh not her own. See, selfishness. It's not easily provoked. Brethren, the spirit of anger, let it never come amongst anyone in this church. Praise the Lord. Though, yes, you will be angry. Yes. But let not allow, the scripture says, don't allow the sun to go over. Amen. Down over your anger. Amen. 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 Yes, a brother maybe will do something, a sister will do something. Yes. You will what? You will be angry. But don't allow that anger. Don't sleep over that anger. Amen. And the following morning, the anger still in your heart. The Holy Spirit cannot live in that kind of situation. Amen. Amen. Be sincere to yourself, my brother, my sister. Because he said what? Love without what? Dissimulation. Amen. You understand it? Amen. Oh, I meet my brother. I know very well that what brother did to me that time, I'm still not forgetting. And so I said, oh, brother, God richly bless you. But right in my heart here, honestly, I still really am angry about him. Praise the Lord. Let it not happen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what, somewhere, let's read it. Somewhere in Romans. Let's read that. Romans. Romans, I think Romans 12. Yes, 12 verse 9. 12 verse 9, Romans 12 verse 9. He said, let love be without dissimulation. See? Let it be a true love. Not something that you just... Ah, brother, but the whole thing is still what? Burning in your heart against your brother. Brother, we are doing all this because we are looking for what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. All these things is what? The devil that just bring God. Today we tell the devil, hey, now you have been exposed. We have seen all your works. We are not going to allow it. He will try to whisper to you. Ah, you see, what? So, get behind me, Satan! Amen. Praise the Lord. I love my brother, Satan. I love my sister, Satan. Get behind me. Amen. Oh, yes, he did it. But what? I've forgotten.
Yes.
I've forgiven him.
Amen.
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 So it's not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil. Amen. It thinketh no evil. Praise God.
Amen.
For that I know, no one will think evil about his brother or his sister. Yeah. And then here, look at it quite closely. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. See? But rejoiceth in what? In the truth.
Amen.
It beareth all things. Believeth all things. Ah, let's believe every word that is being spoken. Every word that the Bible is telling us. Every word that the message is directing us. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Amen. Let's hope. Hope is just like faith. Amen. The evidence of what? Of things not seen. A substance of things not seen, but the evidence of things not faith is what? A substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
Amen. You hope for it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, endureth all things. Endureth all things. Whatever trials, whatever be it that comes your way. Brother, he said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And then, charity faileth, never faileth.
Amen.
God will never fail us.
Amen.
God will never fail. If we will what? Surrender and give ourselves to him, he will surely give us the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. He will never fail. His word is always true. Amen. So, we are talking about what? The evidence of the Holy Ghost. See? This is a part of it. We know that another part is the what? The fruit of the Spirit. It's another what? Evidence of the Holy Ghost. The fruit of the Spirit. That's Galatians 5:22 and 23. They are also what, the fruits of the Spirit, because you got to bear the fruits of what, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Which is the same thing you see there also, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness. Amen. Temperance and others. So tonight, my brother, let us not forget the promise Jesus gave us. He said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Amen. Amen. That's our promise tonight that we are looking on to. The promise of God will never fail.
Amen.
He said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
Hallelujah.
That he may abide with you forever. So our next topic will be the comforter.
Amen.
Amen. How many want the comforter?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. We need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Tonight, that's all the Lord has for us. So just look at the whole thing and say, Lord, burn in me. Musicians, come off. Today, Lord willing, maybe we'll close a little bit early. Burn. I was there. The songs that you were giving us, I think we'll sing again. Burn on. Burn on. Amen.
Burn on,
oh my Lord,
oh fire.
Burn on,
burning for the judgment.
If you only believe it, then just look into your own life. And if there is anything we have read about charity, if there is anything whereby you fall short to it, in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever be it, just speak to him and say, Lord, I lay this thing here tonight. So that, Lord, it will pave the way for me to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So this evening, as we have sung this song, burn on, O fire of God. Burn on till every dross is burned away. Burn on till everything that is not desirable, O God, will burn away from my life, Lord. Because, Father, I want to receive your spirit, Lord. He's here tonight. My brother, my sister, we want to receive the baptism. We want to receive the Holy Spirit. Because that is the only token the Lord is looking for. Speak something. Tell him something. Just pray. 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 He's here. You never came here on your own. You came here because he wants you to be here. If there is nothing in your life, then say, Lord, let the Holy Spirit be overflowing, overflowing, overflowing in my life. Let the very life that was in you, O Lord, be in me. I want to be like you, Lord. to be like you, O Lord. Your Holy Spirit, Lord, let it sweep over me. Be sincere tonight to yourself. Be sincere to yourself. Jesus breaks every fetter. If only you surrender to Him, He breaks them. He breaks them and sets you free. He will break them and set you free, my brother, my sister. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even as scripture says, Jeremiah, when he was even his mother's womb, God knew him to be a prophet. Lord, even unborn children, we just pray that, Lord, your spirit will be upon them. Come in, O Lord, to fulfill, O Lord Jesus, your great works, Lord. We shall pray once again and commit the church into the hands of the Lord. We want the sweeping of the Holy Spirit over this church. That will bring love and harmony and unity. Oh, that we become one accord. We are always in one accord. We become one unit, one body, the body of Jesus Christ. Let us commit this church into the hands of the Lord. Praying, committing the prophet also into the hands of the Lord. That always it will be the Holy Spirit that will stand here to bring the word of life unto us. Let's remember the church now. We want it to be as it was in the day of Pentecost. Oh, when they were together. Oh, the Spirit of God working amongst them. Oh, till John and Peter, when they went out, they could tell a man that was born lame. They could say, oh, silver and gold we had none. But as much as we have, we give unto you. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Lord, let that same Spirit of God, oh, be upon this church. Oh, even Lord, that sin cannot enter. Lord, the question of Ananias and Sapphira can never enter this church. The Lord, it will be the power of the Holy Ghost, descending every secret heart and the thoughts of man. Oh, Lord Jesus. Because we want to be, oh Lord, that church you said you want to present to yourself. Let's remember the church into the hands of the Lord. Remember your pastor. Remember the ministry. Remember all the leaders of the church, the musicians, all those who are operating. Any work that is being done, any service that is being done in the church here. Just commit all into the hands of the Lord, that the Holy Spirit will always be doing His own work amongst us here in this church. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, this is your church, Lord. This is where, Lord Jesus, you have called your children from the world. You have separated them, Lord. Even as you called Abraham, oh, to come out from amongst his kindreds. Oh, Lord, that's the way how we have also heard, oh, God, and have come out, Lord. And, Lord Jesus, we are not looking for a continuing city here. Oh, but, Lord, we are looking for that one, oh, which has foundation. Oh, whose builder and maker is you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, as it was on the day of Pentecost, Lord. Father, that is what the message of the hour, oh, has given to us, that to take us back, oh Lord, unto the apostolic fathers, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that we will arrive at that point, Lord. We will arrive, oh God. Oh, because that was the message that, Lord, you have sent to us through the prophet Malachi 4, that to take us back onto the day of Pentecost. Lord, we want to arrive at that place, Lord. We want to be there, oh God. Father, if we have not, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, oh, quicken, oh Lord Jesus, oh, your children, quicken this church, Lord. Father, we pray, commit, Lord, the pulpit into your hands, that, Lord, it will always be the Holy Spirit standing here, oh, preparing your children, oh, taking your children to that level, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, your children came forward here believing that, Lord, you are a healer. As many that, Lord, had come here, oh God, to seek healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, they came with faith, believing, Lord, all that they want to hear. Your faith has healed you. Lord, they came believing. Father, let them go healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for this evening. And Father, we remember our brethren who were not able to come, that, Lord, you bless them. Lord, let the Holy Spirit of God also be their portion, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, I want to hold your song again, No Harm, No Harm. Let's sing that song. And
right under his blood. Stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can move me, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right. Oh, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can move me, or do me no harm. Devil can do me no harm, no harm, no harm, do me no harm, no harm, no harm, do me no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me, I'm gonna stay, I'm gonna stay
right under his
arm.
Stay right under his blood.
I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. Harm, no harm. Do me no harm. Harm, no harm. Do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm. Harm, no harm. Do me no harm.
No harm, no harm.
No, do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm.
We have a prayer request here. It's from our precious brother Vlad, and he's asking for prayer for Sister Lydia's uncle that has cancer. Do you know that we had a prophet that God assured him that even cancer cannot stand before him? And we are also believing that same message. The word that came to the prophet is the same word the prophet had given to us. And so we also believe that cancer, no other, nothing can stand before the children of God. And all that we know is that he said, Jesus, and Jesus went all through the Galilee. He said, preaching and teaching and healing. Healing all manner of diseases. Amen. And he is our master. And that spirit that was in Christ is in us tonight. And so we take these requests. And we believe that our prayer for the uncle of Sister Lydia about cancer, or in the name of Jesus Christ, the thing that medicals have never been able to work, to find the solution, but we know our God has the healing power. So we shall pray on that. And then the second one is they have an issue with Arian. Huh? Ecom. Ecom. Ah, okay. So, that's the second request also that we need to pray about. How many believe?
Amen.
We have heard about the Holy Spirit tonight. And the Holy Spirit,
hallelujah,
does everywhere. So tonight, let's commit this request before the Lord. It came late, but there is nothing late before the Lord. Let us bow down our heads again. And let's say, Lord, our sister's uncle, we remember, Lord, that day when the centurion met you. He said, Master, my servant is at home sick. And you, Jesus, you wanted to go and heal him. But this centurion said, Oh, Master, I am myself a master with servants under me. And when I say go, he goes. Sit, he sits. Come, he comes. And so I know you. Oh, hallelujah. That all powers belong to you. That you have authority over every sickness and every disease. And our sister's uncle is not here. But Lord, as you did it that day, Lord Jesus, you told the centurion, your faith has healed your servant. And that same hour, the servant was healed. Lord, this evening, we send forth that same healing word of God. The Lord Jesus, your hands will touch our sister's uncle. That cancer. You demon of cancer. Take your dirty hands away from our sister's uncle in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim healing by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, our brother have issue about aircon, and the Lord, we bring them before you, Lord. The Lord Jesus, nothing is, Lord, is above your God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, restore. Because you are the one that always restore. And we believe tonight, O Lord, whatever be it, O God, let that restoration, O Lord, come upon the home of our brother in the name of Jesus Christ. He's brought this request because, Lord, he believed. He brought it by faith, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let our faith together with our brother in Jesus' name, as we said, if two shall agree, whatever we shall bind here will be bound in heaven, and whatever we lose in here will be losing in heaven. So be it according to your word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We give you the glory. Amen. Thank you in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we bless you for your word tonight. My brother, give us a song, and we ask our precious brother Wilmore to come and close the church in Jesus' name. God.
Hallelujah is an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and my fear, the answer came. Hallelujah is an answering God. Hallelujah is an answering God. Hallelujah is an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and my feet, the answer came. Hallelujah is an answering. Is an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is an answering God. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah. Is an answer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace to us, Lord. Amen. Father, we do not deserve it, Lord, yet, Father, without money, without price, you have given unto us freely. Father, and we do not take it for granted, but we esteem it, Lord. It's more than life itself, Lord, to speak to you. We love you, Father, and we thank you for your word. How, Father, you have made a way of escape for us in this day. For the devil is coming like a flood, Lord, to drown your people. But Father, you have raised a standard for us, Lord, and you've given us your spirit, Lord. You've given us victory. You've made a way and ark for us, Lord, to enter in, Lord, that, Father, we may not be judged with this world. We pray, Father, for every brother, every sister here, Lord, that, Father, as we go away from this place, Lord, we continue to examine ourselves in our lives, to search every door, Lord. Father, not to leave anything unturned until we are sure, Lord, that we are sealed within, O God. For within your spirit there is safety. Lord, the righteous, Lord, come to you and they are safe, Lord. We want to be safe tonight, Lord. Father, we want to be sealed, O God. Help us, Father, that we may look at every aspect of our lives, Lord, that there be nothing that is loose, but that everything is in place, and that we have obeyed your every word, Lord. Then the token would come, Father. We pray, Father, and ask that you would lead us this way and put a hunger in our hearts, Lord, not to rest, Lord, Father, until this is done, O God. We pray, Father, be with us as we go home. We ask your grace upon the weekend meetings, Lord. Help us, Father, as we meet, Lord, that the atmosphere would continue from where we are living off today, that, Father, you may have a free course in our lives. We commit every brother, every sister that's not here into your hands. Be with them. Grant them grace, Lord, until we meet with them. Father, we ask your mercies upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Just a couple of announcements. This Friday, Saturday and Sunday, I think there's an event going on. A lot of the young people would know about One Direction or something like that. They are using Croke Park, and the guards sends announcements today that they will close that road there. So if you're coming from Balbriggan in that area there, you might as well use the M15 coming another way, otherwise you'll be caught in traffic coming to church. And as well, on Saturday, we have our youth meeting at 1 o'clock. So we'll meet here at the church at 1 o'clock. God bless you.
I want to see you.
Oh,
open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open
the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
I want to see you, Lord.
I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy,
holy,
holy, holy, holy,
holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy, holy,
holy,
holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy,
holy,
holy,
holy, holy, holy,
holy, holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy, I want to see you.
Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
I want to see you, Lord.
I want.
Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Open
the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes.
I want to see you. I want to see you.
To see
you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.